what is different is that we have pulled together all of the data for interventions across the continuum of care, from pre-pregnancy, through childbirth, through early postnatal period for mother and for baby, and for the child, and moving that around as a continuum. Previous studies have focused on one period or another period, and what we have done is to pull together everything right across so that it all comes in one package, so to speak, and it is a easy reference guide for policymakers, for organizations, both governmental and non-governmental organizations, health practitioners, to be able to see what are the critical interventions right across the continuum of care.
Can you give us an idea of what some of those critical interventions are?
So, for example, on the pre-pregnancy period, one is family planning, but a second key is folic acid, which has been demonstrated to reduce or prevent, rather, neural tube defects, that's spina bifida and these type of defects. Then if we talk about the next period, which is during pregnancy, several key interventions. One, for example, is prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV. Another important intervention is antihypertensives if the blood pressure is high. If we look at the care during delivery, during childbirth, then prevention and management of postpartum hemorrhage. Postpartum hemorrhage is one of the leading causes of death of women immediately after childbirth, during childbirth. Another is cesarean section, which in some countries, access to cesarean section is extremely limited, less than 1% of mothers getting cesarean section. For indications that are absolutely critical for her life or the life of the baby.
If these interventions are followed after this massive study, what do you think the effects could be?
A significant reduction in maternal mortality, a reduction in stillbirths, a reduction in newborn mortality, and a reduction in child mortality, under five mortality. Because we know that in countries that are implementing these interventions, they already have managed to reduce those mortalities. So the aim is that the countries that are currently not, many of the low and middle income countries, if they did this, then they will achieve the Millennium Development Goals 4 and 5.